when I was in school, they had told us that, you know, we're going to teach you enough so that you could do a career at sea. Whether you're third mate or whether you're captain, you're going to know enough. You just have to get the sea time and sit for the licenses in order to move up, which proved to be pretty much the point. However, Maine Maritime, like most of the maritime academies in those days, did not really teach a lot about tankers. So when I was looking to see what I was going to do for my first career, I decided that, well, maybe I should go sail on a tanker and see what that's all about. So I went third mate on a tanker. Well, when you start going third mate on a heated black oil tanker and you run into the Persian Gulf and discharging in Spain and Scotland and different places around the Med, you very shortly realize that when you're on watch, you're on watch, you're doing it all. And in those days, because of the shortage of officers, we didn't have a lot of people. So even as a third mate, you were doing everything that a chief mate would do. And, you know, it's very easy to learn the paperwork. Interestingly enough, in those days when you sailed chief mate on a ship, you did cargo figures for, those ships had 28 cargo tanks, and you did cargo figures that meant you had to convert the ullage of the ship, which is the difference from the ullage cap down to the level of the cargo. The ullage of the ship was converted to barrels by a table. Now that table had to be corrected for trim. So depending on what the ship was, because you'd have a wedge of cargo in the tank, so you had to convert that. But liquid cargo was always carried at 60 degrees. Whether you loaded at 110 or 120, it's always converted to 60. So you have to convert that to 60 degrees, and then you have to then, depending on what the specific gravity of the cargo is, you have to convert it to tonnage also, because that's what you're actually carrying, the tonnage. And so when you do all that, if you think about it, in the 60s, how did you do that? You did it with long tables, longhand way. You didn't have calculators. You didn't even have a calculator, never mind a computer. So it was a, you know, something that you had to do. Well, the chief mates would always get the other mates to help them with it because it was such a tedious task and it took so much time that if more than one person could be doing it, it helped out. So you learned it real quick. And you learn stability was just a matter of stability. So, I mean, that wasn't that hard to do. And the navigation part was easy to do. So, no, it wasn't that difficult transitioning to be a chief mate. It really wasn't.